There are a lot of services that help the Charlotte area's homeless population. Shelters, soup kitchens, job assistance programs, showers, all typical stuff, really. The Urban Ministry Center has branched out. It's had a soccer program for several years, and now it has a running program. The idea is that as physical fitness improves, homeless people start accomplishing goals they thought were out of reach. WFAE's Greg Collard reports.
You might wonder, how do you get homeless people interested in running? Well, here's a pretty big enticement. Free shoes. That grabbed the attention of Matthew Hoffman.
The sign said, you know, come four times and you'll get a pair of running shoes. You know, and the way it was a really selfish mentality when I think about it now. But, you know, it was a very naturally selfish mentality.
In fact, many runners say that's what attracted them to the Urban Ministry Center's program. And that's okay, says Meredith DeLauri. She's the volunteer director of the program called Running Works.
At first, it's all about the gear, and then they stay because it's about the camaraderie and the family and the team, and you know, and then they realize there's more to it. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Okay, follow Matthew.
Oh, God.
Stick together, guys. Do the key thing.
The program has about 30 runners. They run three times a week and compete in weekend road races, mostly 5 and 10Ks. Matthew Hoffman is an exception.
The 50K was horrible.
50K, that's 31 miles.
I did it in 5:45, 5 hours 45, and I wanted to do it in about 5 hours.
We run a few miles through uptown as Matthew gives the Cliff's Notes version of his story. He's 34 and stays at the Uptown Men's Shelter. Matthew graduated from Independence High School, but dropped out of UNC Chapel Hill. A series of part-time service jobs followed. About 6 years ago, he lost a job. A roommate kicked him out. He's been in and out of homelessness ever since, save for the occasional squatting. For a while, a friend let him stay in his stepmother's condo, but she didn't know about it.
When she found out, I, of course, had to leave.
Being homeless took its emotional toll. Matthew became bitter. His hometown was booming, but his life was going downhill. And then Matthew saw that sign for free shoes. That was a little more than a year ago. He ran a lot more than the minimum four times to keep the shoes. In February, Matthew finished that 50K.
Which is apparently an incredible feat for somebody that's not homeless, much less somebody who's battling homeless while they're training.
Something clicked. Matthew was feeling better about himself. He started applying for jobs. He found one at a Subway. Minimum wage, but that doesn't matter.
Dealing with the public and getting to serve others and help to make their lives more enjoyable and also to create a product that they enjoy is really something that does give me great satisfaction.
And then Matthew ran off. He had to get to work. The Urban Ministry Center launched the running program in the spring of 2012. Again, Director Meredith DeLauri.
Originally, people thought it was a little crazy, but I always say, you know, what do you get from running?
Discipline, confidence, self-respect, she says. The shoes are donated. They're gently used, but they're high-end shoes. Runners also have access to shirts, shorts, and sweatpants. DeLauri says the program runs on a budget of about $20,000. The biggest expense, bus passes.
That's mobility for them, and that's the ability to go and maybe apply for a job.
But to get those bus passes, runners must do more than run. After each run, there's a mandatory life skills session in topics like anger management and goal setting. Runners gather in a circle. Today's topic is relationships.
Okay, so raise our awareness around when we're doing that, because that's actually a disconnect.
A lot of people here have made impulsive decisions. They need coping skills, like 42-year-old Tom Carter.
I'll just quit my job, you know. I mean, I like working if it's a good situation, but, you know, you got to deal with a lot of stuff, you know. When you work, you got to deal with personalities. And it can be stressful.
It would be great if everyone can get a job and be independent. But if they don't, DeLauri says these sessions impart lessons they can use every day.
Still getting along with that person that's right next to you down the line in the kitchen, or if they annoy you, keeping your mouth shut. I mean, we work on that all the time, doing the next right thing.
One step at a time. For WFAE News, I'm Greg Collard in Charlotte.